Steve Gruber. I am America's voice. God bless America. This is the Steve Gruber Show. Fierce and fearless in pursuit of the truth every single day. Glad to have you along here for the conversation. Three things you need to know right now. Number one, scientists have created living robots. Yes, living robots that can actually reproduce, which is bizarre. Machines that can make little machines. Nightmare stuff right there. Number two, 18 and counting. Democrats leaving Congress well ahead of what many believe will be a wave election, ushering in a course correction like we have not seen since 1932. This time, however, going bright red. Number three, some believe the Republicans could be stopped by one issue in that wave, an issue the United States Supreme Court is taking up this week, and that, of course, is abortion. I will get to the shooting in Michigan at that high school. We'll talk about that in a moment, but we're going to start here with the Supreme Court. Many observers believe a potential landmark decision in the matter may come from a case out of Mississippi. The famous or infamous Roe v. Wade decision said, in effect, abortion was legal up until a fetus was viable at about 23 or 24 weeks. But that, of course, was only the beginning, as Democrats have continued to expand the procedure. It's now to the point that states like New York and Virginia allow abortion with or without reason up to the moment of birth. Just think about that. With or without reason, up to the moment of birth. And today, Democrat Senator Jean Shaheen of New Hampshire is issuing a threat directly to the Supreme Court. Yes, she is. Saying if they want a revolution, then overturn Roe v. Wade. I can't remember any time in my life that a sitting senator from either party issued a direct threat to the nation's high court ever. And I certainly do not remember any senator threatening the high court with a revolution if they didn't rule the way they demand. Now, the term unprecedented thrown around a lot these days, but this is certainly unprecedented, not in a good way. She's calling for a revolution if the court doesn't rule on abortion the way she demands. Listen to this.
This infringement on women's rights, on our privacy, on the attempt to have state control of our personal health, really is what we would see in an authoritarian state. It's not what we would expect in New Hampshire. I think if you want to see a revolution, go ahead, outlaw Roe v. Wade and see what the response is of the public, particularly young people.
Yeah. She calls, if you want a revolution, she says, involving young people, she says, if you want a revolution, you infringe upon abortion rights that in places, like I said, New York and Virginia and elsewhere allow abortion of a fetus, which is a child, up to the moment of birth. It's outrageous. It's absolutely outrageous. And will you hear this anywhere else? Probably not. Probably not. Just like things get memory hold, like Waukesha. Remember that quaint little city in Wisconsin? Some guy drove through a Christmas parade. Yeah, that's gone. We don't need to talk about that anymore. We're done talking about Waukesha because, well, we don't want to talk about it. We don't want to talk about the fact that that's probably a hate crime. Because the guy that posted hateful messages about Kyle Rittenhouse and supported Black Lives Matter and then drove his SUV through a crowd, killing six and wounding 60, doesn't fit the narrative, you see. So therefore, we've got to get rid of this. We've got to get rid of this. We'll keep an eye on what happens with the Supreme Court. Those arguments are today. But it all brings me to Oxford High School, Oakland County, Michigan. Terrible tragedy. It's north of Detroit. It's a suburb of Detroit, if you will. Student opened fire there yesterday with a handgun. And according to Deadline Detroit, the gun was just purchased 4 days ago. A Sig Sauer SP-2022 9mm semi-automatic pistol. Sheriff Michael Bouchard telling reporters the family's not talking to us. The parents have already hired an attorney for themselves and for the child, a teenager, 15-year-old shooter. When the suspect was taken into custody, 2 to 3 minutes after sheriff's deputies arrived, he said the gun, which holds 15 rounds, still had seven in it. Seven more people that were saved. The dead, 16-year-old Tade Meyer, 14-year-old Hannah St. Julian, 17-year-old Madison Baldwin. Those are your fatalities. Eight more wounded, a 15-year-old male. Critical condition, gunshot wound to the head. 14-year-old male, shot in the face. A 17-year-old female, gunshot wound to the neck. 15-year-old male, gunshot wound to the left leg. 17-year-old male, a gunshot wound to the hip. A teacher discharged because of a grazed wound. Then two females, one on a ventilator in critical condition. Gunshot wound to the chest. 17-year-old in critical condition, gunshot wound to the chest. What have we done in this country that leaves us in the position that we have to have this conversation? How is that? How is it we have this conversation so often? To me, it's gut-wrenching. It is. It's gut-wrenching. And at some point, you run out of explanations for it. I'm a gun supporter. But how did a 15-year-old get a fully loaded handgun in his possession to take to school, to walk around the hallways? And what has gone on with this child that he is so dark and so tormented by demons that he randomly walks through the halls shooting and killing and destroying lives and families and destroying a community? This community is never the same. This small community is never the same. It's makes you sick to your stomach, really. Can you imagine? I mean, when we were younger, and I grew up in Michigan, this time of the year, people would often have guns at school in the trunk of their car because of hunting seasons. The difference? We didn't wander around the halls pulling the trigger. Quite a big difference, wouldn't you say? We didn't walk around the halls pointing the trigger and pulling the trigger and pointing the gun at people. So three students remain in critical condition. The Oxford Community Schools are closed today. There were videos posted. Students fleeing from the building. Chaos. More than 1,000 people showed up for a candlelight vigil, and here we are saying, we don't know. And some people saying that they believe that this was coming, that they stayed home from school. No proof of that, by the way. So we sort that out. Another high school shooting, and it's just unbelievable. Gonna take a quick break now. A lot more to cover here today. This has got to change, though.
Ever wonder if that old coin you found may be worth a mint? At Liberty Coin, you don't have to wonder anymore. Liberty Coin has been in the business of turning lost treasures into actual cash for decades. If you have old coins or any kind of paper money, too, the experts at Liberty Coin can help you figure out exactly what it's worth, and they might even make you an offer. Right here on the Steve Gruber Show, Liberty Coin experts will answer your questions live on the air. So if you think you might be able to cash in, send an email to coins@stevegruber.com. Send a picture if you can. coins@stevegruber.com. The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes, or high blood pressure, you are at risk. My Pure Health Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With My Pure Health Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. My Pure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com, GruberHealth.com.
I'm Brad Hoos, founder of Muskox Outdoor Apparel. a Michigan company focused on quality, performance, and helping you get outdoors to live your next adventure. Go to GoMuskOx.com and check out the Grand Flannel, our signature product that's made of 100% double brush cotton. It's heavyweight, designed to last, and makes a great gift for the outdoorsman in your life. GoMuskOx.com. That's GoMuskOx.com for the best in outdoor adventure
gear. Pure Michigan water has never been more important than it is today. You can find your Pure Michigan water experts at Wolverine Water. Wolverine Water has been installing Michigan-made products for almost 75 years now. Hometown products and hometown service provided by your friends and neighbors at Wolverine Water since 1947. How about that for a cool drink of water? Wolverine Water. I've been a customer for over 20 years, too. If you're ready for the very best, you're ready for Wolverine Water. WolverineWaterSystems.com.